On Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Rami Bar Chama had a shayla. The shayla itself is not the inyan, but Rami Bar Chama had a shayla. Bal benichsei ishtay mimah. In the event that a married woman's father dies, she now yarshins the estate of her father. The estate is nechsem alug, so that the peiros transfer over to her husband. The assumption is that there's a meila here. In the event that part of the estate was hektish, and they didn't know that there was hektish. And the question is, who's the moil? And Rami Bar Chama had three stuff. Maybe the isha should be a moil, maybe the husband should be a moil, and maybe even Bezin should be a moil. Now, what was Rami Bar Chama's svar? What was it sad that Bezin should be a moil? So Rashi says as follows, Nimalu Bezdin shall Yisrael Shabbat Yisadar. Rami Bar Chama entertained the possibility that maybe the Bezdin of that generation should be the moil. Shekol takonois mishpat tluy behem. Because really all takonois of mishpat are tolui in the Bezdin of that generation. Va'al yideyem noyagois chukois ha-misukonim le-tzibur meyos. And it's through them that all the chukois and all the different mishpatim that go back to yesteryear are enforced. Va'havi kimisha tiknu loyhem kinyinzeh. And it's as if they themselves are the one that made this takana, the nimtzu. And if that's the case, what emerges is heim hamaknil in nichsei hektish for itziyam l'chul. And they're the ones that are taking nichsei hektish and they're being maknid from the rishus of the isha to the rishus of the husband. The point is this. The point is, Rami Bar Chama had it said that maybe when nechsem alug, hektish, b'shoigig, goes over b'yerusha, maybe bezdin should be viewed as being moil b'hektish. And the reason is because peris nechsem alug transfers over al yidei the takana of bezdin that bal oichel peiros. So if it goes via the takana of bezdin that bal oichel peiros, then maybe we should view bezdin as being a moil behekdish. So we spoke out already twice that this Rashi at first glance seems to be a chiddush noira, because although it's true that bal oichel peiros nechsem alug is the takana of bezdin, but it's the bezdin shaba oisei adar that made the takana. This is an old takana. It goes back to the times of hefker bezdin hefker. Tnai ksuba, etc. This is not the bezdin shaba oisei adar that's enforcing this takana. So if that's the case, how does this bezdin somehow become a baldover? How does this bezdin become a mechutin? Then now, all of a sudden, we should view them as being moil. Maybe the original bezdin, but they're already lamesim chafshi. They can't bring a carbon me'ila. It doesn't make any sense to apply any of the laws of me'ila to them. Elamai, we mean the haintik of bezdin, the way Rashi explains it. And Rashi's saying that's hesber, because really it's the haintik of bezdin. It's the haintik of bezdin. No, it's not. It's the friedik of bezdin. So we said over from the Mishkanes Yaakov that the Mishkanes Yaakov said that you see in this Rashi, Adavin Noira, you see in this Rashi that the way all takonos of Bezdin work, all the Hefker Bezins, called the Makadish Adai to the Rabban Makadish, it's not that the Chachamim made a takono and that takono now is on autopilot and it's going to be with us at Bias Goyal Tzedek Meir B'Yameinu. That's not how it works. But rather, Bezdin put a takana in place, and it's incumbent upon the Bezdin of every single generation to reinforce it and for it to become chayzev and eir. But in every dar, the reason all the takanois and all the chukim, hagunim, are in place is not machmas the takana of the friya de gadar. It's that too. But it's machmas the takana of the hainte gadar. And without the hainte gadar, without them aiding and abetting this takana, the takana wouldn't be in place. And if that's the case, if a takana would be goyre me'ilo, there's makom to say that the bez and shabayu se'adar should be viewed as literally being mayo behakdish. And the Mishkanes Yaakov said this in the context of being Malamed Tzchus on Yidin, that the Rosh already spoke about in his times. That's how far back, almost 1,000 years, where the Rishonim already observed that Yidin were being noyig in Shemitah's Ksofim. So he said, a chiddush nifl, that really Shemitah Bezman Azez, the Rabbanan, if that's the case, Shemitah's Ksofim Bezman Azez, also with the Rabbanan, Tzbishnei Shemitah's Akasa Medaber, and if Shemitah's Ksofim is with the Rabbanan, the only ability for the Rabbanan to make a Shemitah's Ksofim would be based on Hefker Bezdin and Hefker. Hefker Bezdin and Hefker, its Pasha requires a Bezdin of Smuchim. If Hefker Bezdin Hefker requires the Heintige Bezdin to do it, we don't have Smuchin. Elamai, you have to say, like the Gemara says throughout, Sh'as Shlichusayu Kavdinon. But the Gemara also says in Perek HaMegarish that you don't always say Shlichusayu Kavdinon. It has to be a Milsa de Shchicha, it has to be a Davashi Yesh Bechson Kiss. Over here, Adir Rabbah, the Chson Kiss is to the Malva, not to the Lev, but that was the last Rabbi. And as a result, it wouldn't make sense if this was his gross Limut Tzchus on Yidin. Maybe why we're not knowing on Shemitah Tzchofen, because could be there is no Shemitah Tzchofen, because there's no Bezdin that has the authority today to enforce a Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Bechai Gavna, where it's going to result in a Shemitah Tzchofen. Varm the Flan. I'll tell you another davar nifla, and that is Rabbi Tzalel Zolti, Zachreinu Levracha, in his Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, and this is a Chayshamish Batzim involved, he says that it could be this Rashi is the beer in a machloikas Rambam and Raifet. This is a machloikas we've spoken about many times over the years. This is classic Shabbat classic. It's in Hilchas Mamrim. It's Perek Beis Halacha. I'm just going to read the Rambam Raifet. This is not the Raifet. Bezdin shegozru gzeira, or yeskinu takon. If Bezdin is gozru gzeira, they make a takon. Then higu minim, or they enforce the custom. Upashat kol adavim v'chol Yisrael. And this gzeira, this takon, this minig, was literally in the spashin thing against Klal Yisrael. V'omad acharim Bezdin achar, ubikish olvat l'divrei Rishonim. And then a Bezdin later comes and they want to be mevatel what the Rishonim did. Ulaka is a takon of oisa gzeira, v'oisa minig. Ein a yochli, you can't do it. Ad shehi a godom in a Rishonim, b'chachmu v'min. So a later Bezdin can't be oikos something a previous Bezdin did unless they're greater than the previous Bezdin. Says the Ram. Here's the punchline. Even if the reason that was the impetus for the underlying Zera, or the underlying Takona, it doesn't matter. Says the Rambam, this halacha, that a later Bezdin can't be mevatel something that a previous Bezdin did is true, even if batel hatam she beglolu gazra rishayna mayaskinu. It's neither here nor there. If the reason is no longer chai v'kayim, who cares? You still can't be mevatel. Everyone knows this Rambam. That once Bezdin makes a takana, even if it's batel hatam, still the halacha is, you can't be mevatel this takana. Says the Rambam, Omer Avraham, itur shuke Yerushalayim beperis kashola. The halacha of Itur Shukei Yerushalayim beperish. Sharishonim teknu for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai botla achar churban mevneshen is batal hatam shol rishonim v'lo yhoyo gadol k'rishonim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as great as he was, he's cut in shabakulam, right? As great as he was, but he's not as great as the rishonim that made this takana. So what's this halacha that the Ravid's talking about? So the halacha is the netter avoy, which we spoke about netter avoy in the daf. So you have to eat dafka in Yerushalayim unless you want to be poyded. You have to be poyed at dafka outside Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that if you're within one day's travel of Yerushalayim, you are not allowed to be poyed in that travel. It was the Takonas Chazal. Why could they la'atin shuki Yerushalayim the Peiris? Because you're so close to Yerushalayim, you're within literally a day's travel. Go to Yerushalayim, bring the Peiris there, make Yerushalayim beautiful. Right? When the Peiris of Yerushalayim are outside of Yerushalayim, it's mamish gaval. So could they la'atin shuki Yerushalayim the Peiris? So the Chacham made a Takonah. Don't be poyed in that travel if you're so close. I saw Churban Beis Hamikdash. She says, you'd be ma'atin shuki Yerushalayim the Peiris. And he says, no. Oh, this takon is no longer in effect. You want to be poided, even within a day's travel of Yerushalayim, it's something you're allowed to do. Says the Ravid, how is Rabbi Yechim and Zaki allowed to be mevatel what the Rishonim did? Must be, because it was batal atam. There's no reason anymore. You'd be ma'atish, Yerushalayim, the Peiris, Yerushalayim is the Churbana right now. So what do you see from there? That although it's true that a Bezin can't be mevatel different Bezin Chavera unless it's called a man of a Chacham and a Minyan, but it's only if it's loy batal atam. But if it's batal atam now, said Rabbi Tzal Zolti, Yesh loy mar, what's the hesper in the Machlikas Raman Ravid? He says it's super lundish. This is mamish, the Balabatisha version of it. He says the pshat is this Rashi. How do all Takanas Chazal work? If the gather of Takanas Chazal is that once the takana is put into place, now it's on autopilot, it's going to be that way forever. So who cares that it was batal atam? The reason I can't be mevatel is because the takana was put in place, and in mele, I have no ability to be mevatel. But if the gather of how takanas work is that the chayzev neir in yedidar, so the mahalach of the takana is, it's put in place, and then every generation, it's chayzev neir. So every generation, maybe we have to revisit and we have to see, does it make sense for it to be there? Does it not make sense for it to be there? Now, if it makes sense for it to be there, then it goes into place. But Al Kaponim, you can hear why the Ravid would say that in the event that the time is bottled, so it makes no sense for it to be Chayzav. If this is Ezra's Takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai can't be Mavatl Ezra's Takana. But if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself has to be the one that's going to enforce Ezra's Takana, like Rami Bar Chama said, the way Rashi explained, the way the Mishkanas Yaakov understood it, it's based on the fact that Fakir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would be a Moil Ki'ilu right now. Because it's his as balabos of the takana. If he's balabos of the takana, so right now, oh, there's no kidei la'atah shukri shalayim beperis. So he says it could be this raivin and perik based hilchas manu malacha based. It could be it's mamish matim with this Rashi tucked away in Bava Metzia. Tav tzadik vava mebeis v'divrei pi chokom chen.